This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Harris County, Texas District Attorney Devin Anderson has offered David DeLayden a plea deal in charges that he used an assumed name and acted as if he were buying abortion specimens. His attorneys say DeLayden was protected in doing so as a citizen journalist. They rejected the plea deal, saying that what they want is an apology. Visiting a Baltimore mosque and, for the last time, addressing the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama sounded good talking about religious expression and tolerance. So good, one might have expected an announcement he was calling off his persecution of groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor, but that did not happen. Like Hobby Lobby before them, the Little Sisters have had to appeal to justices of the Supreme Court for relief from the HHS mandate. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, the group Black Lives Matter is brewing controversy on Ivy League college campuses with posters highlighting the disproportionate abortion rate among U.S. minorities. And Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is drawing into question the ability of courts to offer a right to abortion. Schmidt is defending a Kansas ban on certain brutal abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.